Situational football usually determines who wins and loses games. Broncos spent practically all of Tuesday's practice working in the red zone, and that's where we start today's three things you need to know from camp. Unless you live under a rock, you know the Broncos plan to run the football more than they ever have since Peyton Manning has been in Denver. Broncos finished fourth in the league in red zone efficiency last season and now want to make sure they can get in both ways.
If you can make people play eight guys in a box in the red zone and you're not throwing against, you know, an eight-man drop, a three-man rush, it sure is a lot easier to run the ball too. So the only way you're going to get people to do that is to be able to run the football well down there. So, and we'll stay committed to our offense one way or another, but he does a lot of great things in the red zone.
You just try and give the guy some options, give our guy an option. You know, certainly we want to run the ball because every positive gain is a great play for us, all right? We're moving closer. We only got 20 yards to work with anyway. So we're always trying to progress as we go through, and you just got to be ready for all or nothing. Right, they're either bringing them all or they're dropping them all. So we like to give our quarterback some options.
As good as the Broncos were in the red zone last year, it's on defense where they want to improve most. The team finished 22nd last season. And coordinator Wade Phillips saw both good and bad when his guys were backed up.
We did some good things, got some interceptions down there. But it's definitely we need to emphasize that and keep working on that. And our techniques down there are different than the ones out on the field. I think we're catching on the ones out on the field. Our run defense is playing well. Our pass defense out in the field, I think, has come along well, along with our dime stuff. So, now we're working red zone, and later on we'll be working goal line, those kind of things.
Staying focused until the final horn, even if you're tired, matters on game day. And the same with practice. Kubiak used a moment in the middle today to stress to the team why.
You know, usually when you've had your pads on for about 3 days, that's probably about as bad as they're going to feel all year long, you know. So, but you got to, like I told them today, I said, it's also the time you get probably become your best as a player because you got to push through those things. You got to play with technique when you're tired. So it's a gut check right now. They know it. They're telling each other that, and that's a good thing. So as a team, if you're going to get to where you want to go, you got to be able to push through those days.